Okay, good morning. And today's daf is daf Samach Zayin. We were up to the Mishnah on Samach Vav on the days 66b. This Mishnah, to some degree, maybe should have been the very first Mishnah in all of Nashim. Instead of starting with Yevamos, we should have started with this Mishnah. Because this Mishnah really is the basic standards of what's happening in Jewish families. So the Mishnah says like this, four rules. Rule number one, Kol makom sheyesh kiddushin. Anytime the liaison between man and woman is such, the kiddushin takes effect, ve'in aveira, and there's no sin involved in this marriage. It's a straight marriage, a kohen with a levi, a kohen with the Yisraelis. So how do you define the child? This was the point that we mentioned yesterday from Rav Yonason Eibshitz. He said, the Chashmonaim figured that they could be kings. Either Ramban says, Lo Yasru Shevet Mi Yehuda, U'mechokek Mi Bein Raglav, that the Pasuk said that the staff of authority and sovereignty has to stay within the tribe of Judea, and Kohanim are from Levi. How could they be kings? Oh, because from their mother they could be kings. Because the mother was Elisheva Bas Aminadav. Elisheva Bas Aminadav married Aaron. Aminadav, we know, was from Yehuda, as we have Nachshon ben Aminadav. So they figure that from the mother they have Yehuda. But the mother doesn't count. The Pasuk says, L'mishpachosam L'veisavosam. For their families, it's based on their father's home. Ah, so that's this Mishnah. Anytime there is Kiddushin, and there's no sin in the Kiddushin, Havlad, when it comes to defining what is the child, Holech Achar HaZachar. He follows the male, he follows the father. Ezeh, so what are some examples? Ezezu, what would be an example of this rule? What is the example of this rule? The example of this rule is Zu Kohenes Leviya of Yisraelis. A Kohenes, a Leviya or Yisraelis, Shenisu Le Kohen Levi of Yisrael, who marry a Levi, a Kohen or a Yisrael, as Rashi says, a Levi who marries a Kohenes, or a Levi who marries a Yisraelis, their son is going to be a Levi. A Kohen who marries a Leviya, a Kohen who marries a Yisraelis, their son is a Kohen. A Yisrael who marries a Kohenes, a Yisrael who marries a Leviya, the child is a Yisrael. The child follows the father, as in the verse, L'mishpachosam, to their families, L'veisavosam, to the household of their fathers. That's rule number one. Rule number two, Kol makom sheyesh kiddushin. Any liaison between a man and a woman where the kiddushin took effect. But the Yesh Aveira, even though the Kiddushin took effect, it was an Aveira to do it. For example, a widow to a Kohen Gadol, a divorced woman to a Kohen, a Chalutza to a Kohen, a person who divorced his wife, she married somebody else and he remarries her, a man whose wife goes and is disloyal to him and then he divorces her and now he wants to remarry her, a Mamzeres, a Nesina. All of these chiyuvei lav, which we saw that Rabbi Akiva said, kiddushin don't even take effect. We don't paskin like Rabbi Akiva. We paskin famously like Shimon HaMsuni, that only in a prohibition of kares do kiddushin not take effect. So every kiddushin takes effect. But yesh aveira, there's a sin in the marriage. Havlad holech achar hapagum. The child follows the disqualified one. Doesn't follow the father, doesn't follow the mother necessarily. Could follow either one. Whomever is disqualified, that's one he follows. Ezezu. And where do you have this rule? Almana le Kohen Gadol. A widow who marries a Kohen Gadol, as we learned yesterday. 2 days ago. 3 days ago. The Pasuk says, this week's Parsha, that the Kohen Gadol, Almana lo yikach. Lo yichalel zaro, he shouldn't marry an almana and defile his child. So the Kohen's fine. Let's say the kid follows the father. The father was Kohen Gadol. The kid be fine. No. Since the mother is disqualified to this father, The kid has a disqualification. The kid becomes a chalal. That's what the Torah says. V'lo yichalel. Grusha v'chalutz l'koin hedjot. A divorced woman marrying a regular kohen. The child is now ruined from being a kohen. He's a chalal.
He's not a mamzer.
No.
Chalal.
He's a chalal. Again. We're about to see the third rule. When you can have a mamzer. Or if a mamzeres. A mamzeres or a nesina. Nesina were the people from the tribe of Givon that rabbinically cannot marry regular Jews. So a mamzeres, a female mamzer, marries a Yisrael, the kid is a mamzer. Bas Yisrael, on the other hand also, if a regular Bas Yisrael marries a mamzer, the kid is a mamzer. If a regular Bas Yisrael marries a nasin, the kid is a nasin. That's rule number two. So rule number one, when there is marriage and the marriage is fully legal, the kid follows the father. Rule number two, when there's a marriage that's illegal, the kid has the status of the illegality, regardless of whether that illegality is because of the father, the illegality is because of the mother. Rule number three, kol mi she'ein la'alav kiddushin, any situation where in this liaison there is no kiddushin, let's say a chi of kares, a man gives a ring to his sister and says Ariat Mekudeshesli, or to the sister of his wife, or to his brother's wife, or a woman who was his brother's wife, and it's not a case of Yibum, any of these arayos, Avol Yesh La Alachayim Kiddushin. Now she could have Kiddushin with somebody else. The reason why there's no Kiddushin is because of the relationship between him and her, but she, some stranger could have Kiddushin with her. So in those cases, Havlad Mamzer. Then the child is a mamzer. Where do you have this rule? Zehaba alachas mikol arayos sheba Torah. Last week's parsha, Parsha's Kedoshim, the 36 arayos. Anyone who has marital relations, you can't say marriage too, but anyone who had marital relations with mother, mother-in-law, sister, sister-in-law, married woman, any of the arayo, and the kid is a mamzer. And finally, rule number four. And anyone who there is both no kiddushin to her, and she couldn't have kiddushin with anybody else. She couldn't have kiddushin with anyone else. She's not Jewish. She's not Jewish. She's a Gentile or she's a slave. Havlad kamosa. Then the child is like her, not like the father. The child isn't Jewish. Ezes, where's that rule? Zevlad shivcha v'nachris. The child of a maid or a non-Jewish woman. The kid is like her.
A Jewish woman marrying a non-Jewish guy. It doesn't follow the flawed parent.
That's right. This is the fourth rule. There are four rules here. Rule number one, if both parents are fine, it follows the father. If one of the parents has a flaw but the kiddushin works, it follows the flawed. Rule number three, if there was no Kiddushin at all, the child is a mamzer. And rule number four, if there couldn't be Kiddushin, not that there was no Kiddushin between these two, but there can't be Kiddushin because it's a non-Jewish woman or a Shivcha woman. So then the kid, it follows the Shivcha and the non-Jew, and the kid's not Jewish.
But if the woman is Jewish and she marries a non-Jew.
Correct.
The child is Jewish.
Correct.
It follows the woman, so where does it fit it?
This is another rule. This is the fourth rule.
He said there's a fifth rule.
There must be a fifth rule.
No.
I think Rabbi is saying that if they cannot have Kiddushin, then it follows the mother. Is that what the Rabbi is saying?
No. Roger is saying, why isn't that mentioned in the Mishnah?
Right.
I don't know. These are the four rules that the Mishnah said. Four rules. So now the Gemara talks about these rules. Rule number one. Kal makom sheyesh kiddushin, anywhere where there is kiddushin and there is no sin, the child follows the father. Amalei Rabbi Shimon le Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Shimon said to Rabbi Yochanan, "Klalahu, is that an absolute? Is that an all-encompassing rule? Is that a correct rule? Is it true? Kal makom sheyesh kiddushin ve'ein avera. Anytime there is kiddushin and there was no sin in it." Havlad, holech achar azachar, the child has the lineage of the father. Harei, but what about the following case? Ger, shenasa mamzeres. A convert who marries a mamzeres. The Torah says about a mamzer, lo yavo mamzer b'kahal Hashem. The mamzer has a prohibition to marry members of kahal Hashem, the congregation of God. And the Gemara has a dispute later in this Masechta, who is included in kahal Hashem. Does kahal Hashem mean anyone who's a Jew who has to keep Torah and mitzvos? Or maybe kahal Hashem means anyone who is a miyuchas Jew, a Jew with a decent lineage. And gerim are not included in kahal Hashem. So there's a dispute whether a ger is allowed to marry a mamzeres or not. So the ger shenas a mamzeres. According to the view that a ger is allowed to marry a mamzeres because it's not kahal Hashem. Yesh kiddushin. Now, if it's not kahal Hashem, there's no sin in it. And yet, we don't see that the child follows the ger, and the child is not a mamzer. Havlado lechachar apagum. Even according to Rabbi Yossi, that a ger is allowed to marry a mamzeres, but the kid is going to be a mamzer. The Tanya Lundin Abraisa, ger shenasa mamzeres, a ger who marries a mamzeres, havlad mamzer. The child is a mamzer. Divir Rabbi Yossi. But it's permitted. It's against the rule of the Mishnah. The rule of the Mishnah is that any permitted marriage, the child follows the father. Amar lei. So, Rabbi Yochanan responded to Rabbi Shimon. Nisavit mas nisin Rabbi Yossi. Why do you think that this Mishnah follows the view of Rabbi Yossi that says that a ger is allowed to marry a mamzeres and there's no avera? Mas nisin Rabbi Yehuda hi. The Mishnah is the view of Rabbi Yehuda. To Amar, who says that a ger also is part of kahal Hashem, and ger lo yisa mamzeres, and that a ger is not allowed to marry a mamzeres. And if so, it's not in rule number one, it's in rule number two. Yesh kiddushin, where there is kiddushin that take effect because it's not a prohibition with the penalty of kares, but v'yesh avera, but there is a sin in this act. And then avlad holech achra pagum. The child follows the disqualified parent, and the child therefore is a mamzer.
What kind is it? Is that Jewish? But
he's Jewish, yeah. He's a convert. A convert is Jewish.
100%.
But maybe he's Jewish without being called kahal Hashem.
They call him Jaino. Jewish in name only.
No, he's Jewish. We would violate Shabbos to save his life, and he could make brachas for us. A convert is Jewish. But he has separate laws. Certainly not a member of... He couldn't get the Aliyah of Kohen. He's not a Kohen. He's a convert. So the Gemara says, if you say that the Mishnah is of the opinion that a convert is not allowed to marry a mamzeres, and that the child of the convert and the mamzeres has the status of mamzer, then isnaya. So let the Mishnah list that. Why doesn't it give that as an example of rule number two? So the Gemara says, Tana, kol makom de seifa, li asuye. The Tana mentioned at the end, and he said again, he said at the end of the Mishnah, namely rule number two, Kol makom sheyesh kiddushin v'yesh avera, any place where there is kiddushin and an avera, then the child follows the disqualification. It said kol makom, every place. Why to say every place? To include even places that aren't mentioned, such as a convert with a mamzeres, that the child has the disqualification.
So any combinations that one of them is mamzeret, is a zagnabut, the kid comes out to be a zagnabut. Mamzeret,
you got it,
right?
All right, absolutely.
That's what we're saying.
Viba alternatively, we could say, nope, Violam Rabbi Yossi, really our Mishnah is Rabbi Yossi. And Rabbi Yossi, though, is of the opinion that a ger is allowed to marry a mamzeres. Then how could you have rule number one, that any time the kiddushin is allowed, the child follows father? If the kiddushin, it's not following father, because a ger with a mamzeres, the kid is a mamzer. The Tana, then when the Tana said, right, so let's read the Mishnah again. Kol makom sheyesh kiddushin ein avera, any case or any time when there is kiddushin but there is no sin, havlad holich achar azachar, the child follows father. But then the Mishnah says ve'ezezu, and what is the case of this rule? A kohenes levia, a kohen levi, a kohenes levia yisraelis with kohen levi yisrael. Why did it say what is the case of this rule? You just give us the rule. We can already apply the rule. Oh, the Tana said, Ezuzu, and what is this rule? To say, this is where you have the rule with Kohenes Levi and Yisraelis, but not with Ger and Mamzeres. Limute, to exclude the Ezuzu, and what is this rule here, and not other cases. Mar says, really? The Sulo, is that true that there is no other example of marriage is being permitted, and we follow, therefore, the father? What about the following? Harei chalal shenasa bas Yisrael. A chalal, a child of, let's say, a divorcee with a kohen. So he himself is disqualified from doing service, as we learned yesterday, b'dieva, the service would work, but he's disqualified from doing service. He's a chalal. He's certainly allowed to marry Yisraelis. There's no aveira between a Yisraelis marrying a chalal. So if a Yisraelis marries this chalal, yesh kiddushin mein aveira, havlad holich achar azachar. And the child, though, has the status of a chalal. She's a bas chalal. She's prohibited to kahuna. So you see, we follow the father. We follow the father. And that's not Kohanis Levi and Yisraelis. So how can you say the Ezuzu is saying only these are the only examples of this rule, and other things are not examples? You have other things that are examples. So maybe that's not a question. Hello, Kasha, that's not a problem with our Mishnah. Maybe our Mishnah holds Krib Dustai ben Rib Yehuda Svirale, that namely, as we saw two days ago, Rib Dustai ben Yehuda, Yisrael ben Yehuda holds that if a chalal marries a bas Yisrael, the child is not a chalal. He says, "Bnos Yisrael mikvei tahara hein lechalal." The Bnos Yisrael purify the status of chalal. So, one second, but still, how can you say this is the rule and nothing else? Hare Yisrael shenasa chalala. Let's say you don't have a bas Yisrael to purify it. A Yisrael who marries a chalala, which of course is not an avera, because a chalala can't marry a kohen. She can marry Yisrael. The yesh kiddushin, there is kiddushin, ve'ein aveira, and there's no aveira, and avlad holech achar azachar, and the child has the status of a Yisrael. So the Gemara says, no, that is included. Tana, kol makom dereisha la'asuye, since in the beginning of the Mishnah it said, any case when there is kiddushin, and there's no aveira, you follow the father. Any case was to include this.
Rabbi, if a halal marries a regular Jewish woman, that's allowed, obviously. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And then the child is a regular Israel.
According to Bidosi ben Yehuda.
And if a Kohen marries a halal, he loses his priesthood power?
As long as he's married to her, yes.
As long as he's married. He cannot be a priest anymore. Cannot be.
Right. But if he did it, it would work.
The halal is not a generational thing. It doesn't pass to generations.
But if he gets divorced, his status comes back?
He comes back, yeah. Right?
Yes.
But she dies.
Yeah. Now, the two halalim certainly would pass on to the next generation. Everyone would agree to that.
Yeah. We have Kohen, Levites, Israelis.
And disqualified Kohan.
Really?
And halalim.
We don't know. I mean, we say that today.
Yeah, there were people. There was a guy once whose name was Katz, and he couldn't get an aliyah. His mother was a convert. It was, even though Katz stands for Kohen Tzedek, he wasn't a Kohen Tzedek. His mother was a convert, so he was a chalal.
So he can't get an aliyah under any category.
No, he couldn't get the first aliyah. He could get Israel. And his child couldn't get the aliyah of Kohen either.
But he can get the aliyah under Israel.
Yeah,
but he's not in Israel.
No, he's a Kohen who's a Chalal.
That's a machloket right now. A lot of Kohens, we don't know if they're 100% Kohen.
That's for sure. We don't know a lot of things. So the Gemara now asks, Vinisnaya Beheda, why doesn't it say explicitly that a Yisrael who marries a Chalala, the child is a Yisrael? So Gemara says mishum de lo masnila, because it wouldn't sound, you know, nice and punchy. Right? Remember, the Mishnayos try to be very brief. You want to memorize them. So you can say, Kohen Levi Yisrael can marry Kohenes Levi Yisraelis. But if you throw in Chalala, Kohen Levi Yisrael marries Kohenes Levi Yisraelis Chalala, it's not so simple. Chalala can't marry a Kohen, you have to start spelling it out. The Mishnah wanted to be, you know, shorter and to the point. Because what do you want him to say? Kohenes Levi Yisraelis V'Chalala. A Kohenes Levi Yisraelis or a Chalala. Shenises, who marry a Kohen Levi Yisrael or a Chalala. Or Yisrael, the halal a kohen michazia. How could a halal marry a kohen? Halal is not allowed to marry a kohen. Isha gusha, isha lo isha, isha. You know, halal lo isha. The Torah says that a kohen can't marry a halal. So therefore, it didn't mention it. All right, going back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah had four rules. Anytime there is kiddushin and no aveira involved, the child follows father. Where there is a kiddushin but an aveira, child follows the disqualified aspect. No kiddushin here, but there could have been kiddushin elsewhere. Child is a mamzer, no possibility of kiddushin at all. Child follows the mother and is not Jewish. But so the Gemara now asks, Va'ika, but what about the following? To Rabba Bar Bar Chana, the case of Rabba Bar Chana. Tama Rabba Bar Bar Chana, Rabba Bar Chana said, Am Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan, Mitzri Sheni. A second-generation Egyptian convert. The father converted as a son. Shenasa Mitzris Rishona, who marries a first-generation Egyptian convert. And we know Egyptian converts can only enter into the Jewish community at the third generation. So what is this child? Is the child following father, or is the child following mother? Binash Lishi, the child follows father. The child is third generation, and therefore he can marry. So why isn't that mentioned? So when it says Tana Kol Makom Dereisha last week, when it said in the beginning, Kol Makom, any case where there's permitted marriage, this is included. Okay, Ula Rav Dimi, what about according to Rav Dimi? Tamar Sheni Yavi, who says that when a second generation Mitzri marries a woman who's first generation Mitzri, a woman who just converted, she was Egyptian. The child is a sheni. So then he'll tell you, Tana, the Mishnah said, Ezuzu, and what is the case of this rule? Kohen Levi Yisrael with Kohanis Levi Yisraelis, Limute, to exclude the case of the Egyptians.
Can you repeat that, Rabbi? If a second generation of
Egyptian marries a first generation Egyptian,
and they both are converts.
Both converts.
Okay.
So most opinions say that the child is following the father's third generation and now can marry other Jews.
Right.
But there is, Rav Dimi said that the child follows mother. He's second generation. The Mishnah said that a permitted marriage follows father. So you'll have to answer. The Mishnah said the rule, a permitted marriage follows father. But then it said, what's the definition of the rule? Kohen Levi Yisrael with Kohenes Levi Yisrael is. That's to say that's the definition of the rule, but not the case of Egyptians.
Isn't that contradicting the first rule of the marriage? If they both are Jewish, the kid goes after the father, so by all of a sudden here it goes after
the
mother.
Yeah, but we said already before that the Mishnah is not so clear that that's a total rule, because the Mishnah said this is the example of that rule, implying not everything is part of the rule, only this is the example of the rule.
Uh-huh. What other choice does the second generation Egyptian have to marry another second generation Egyptian?
That's right. Vayika, what about the following case? The Chiyas, Ravan Am Rabbi Yochanan, when Ravan came in and he said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Ba'umos, Aleich Achar HaZachar, in terms of defining a person amongst the nations, you follow the father. This Gairu, once they convert, Aleich Achar HaPakum Shebishnei, then you follow the disqualified one. So Tana again, we'll have to say that Tana said, Ezuzu, when do you have this rule? Lemute, to exclude that. Hi, Mai, how could you say that? If you're going to say that this Mishnah is the view of Reb Yehuda that says that a ger cannot marry a mamzeres, and therefore the child follows the pagum. So then you can say that the Mishnah said kol makom to include certain things, and ezuzu to exclude other things. Kol makom was to include Yisrael marrying a halala, and ezuzu was to exclude other things. That work. Kamakum deresha is lasui Yisrael shenasa halala. Every place where it's permitted marriage, the child follows father. That would be to include even Yisrael marrying a halala. Uderabba bar barchana, and to include the case of Rabbar barchana, that when a second generation Mitzri marries a first generation Mitzri, since it was allowed, the child follows father. And then Ezuzu, and then when the Mishnah said, but what is the case of this rule? It is Kohen Levi Yisrael with Kohanis Levi Yisraelis. That was Limute to exclude the case of Rav Dimi and the case of Ravin. That was to exclude. So now turning the page, and according to this, kol makom de seifa, when the Mishnah said its second rule, every case when there was a sin in the marriage, but the marriage took effect, we follow the problem, the child has the problem, lasuye to include gershon asa mamzeres, a convert who marries a mamzeres, even though it wasn't listed. Ela I amrit Rabbi Yossi, but if the Mishnah is the view of Rabbi Yossi, that a ger is allowed to marry a mamzeres. Kol makom dereisha kedamar. Okay, the fact that the Mishnah said every place, it's like what we've said. Ezuzu, then the Mishnah said, what are the cases? Kedamar, as we've said. But why did the Mishnah have to say again in the second rule, kol makom, any time where there is an avera, what's that coming to include beyond what was already listed in the Mishnah? So the Gemara asks, now even according to what you had thought, that the Mishnah was following Reb Yehuda, ezuzu de seifel amali, why did the Mishnah have to seemingly limit the rule number two? Ella, what do you have to say? Adi de Tana Reisha Ezuzu. Since in the Reisha it said, what is this case? Tana Seifa Ezuzu. And the Seifa also it says, and what is this case? Achanami, so you'll also say, Adi de Tani Reisha Kol Makom. Since in the first rule it said, all places. Tana Nami Seifa, it said in the Seifa also, Kol Makom, all places. So now we'll go back to something that we really skimmed over. Gufa, we just learned. Kiyasa Ravin Amar Rabbi Yochanan, when Ravin came from Israel to Bavel, he said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Ba'umos, in the non-Jewish couples, Halech Achar HaZachar, you define the child based on the father. So if you have a Mitzri with an Edomi, or a Mitzri with a Moavi, the child's going to be a Mitzri. A Moavi with a Mitzriyah, the child will be a Moavi. Nisgairu, let's say this Moavi and Edomia convert. Then Aleich Achra Pagum Shebishneim. The child will follow the most disqualified. My Bo'umos Aleich Achra Zachar. What do you mean that amongst the nations we follow the male? Kedetanya, it's what we learned in Ebraisa. Minayin Le'echad Menu'umos. How do we know if one of the non-Jews, I don't know, a Spanish person, Shabal Aknanis, who had relations with a Canaanite woman, for Holid Ben, that he gave birth to a child. Shatar Ashoy Luknoso Be'evet, that you are allowed to buy him as an Evet Canaani. Tam Aloma, that's what the verse says. From the nations that are around you, you may buy a slave. So in other words, the nations that are outside of the land of Israel, you are allowed to buy a slave. And the Torah adds, "V'gami bnei atoshavim agarim imchem," and even from those residents who live with you in Israel, Mehem tiknu, you are allowed to buy slaves. So that implies that you are allowed to buy a slave from people who are in. Now, it can't be a Canaanite. You can't buy a slave, a male Canaanite, because there's a mitzvah to wipe out the seven nations. So what does it mean? It means if a female Canaanite married a man from outside of Israel, you can buy that person as a slave because it follows the father. Yachol af kanani sheba alachas min haumos v'holid ben shat v'shay l'knosav evet. Would you be able, perhaps, to buy as a slave the child of a Canaanite with, I don't know, a Spanish woman, and say that the child will follow the woman and not follow the father? Tamaloma, that's where the verse continues and says, Asher holidu b'artzachem, who gave birth in your land, minan oladim b'artzachem. If they gave birth in your land of Israel because the mother was Canaanite, but the father was non-Canaanite, you can buy as a slave. But not if they live in your land, namely that the father went from Israel, a Canaanite father goes to Spain, and he gives birth to a girl, and then gives birth to a boy, and then he comes back to live in Canaan. That you could not buy because those people are Canaanites. And the Canaanites, there was a mitzvah to wipe out them entirely. You couldn't buy them as slaves. So you see that that's the source that amongst the non-Jews, we follow the father. Then the lesson continued. But if these non-Jews, Niskairu, converted, Halech achar apagum shebehem, you follow the most disqualified. That's what Rabbi Yochanan said. So the Gemara says, "B'mai, what's the case? What's the case where there's one more disqualified than the other? Ilem, if it's b'mitzri shenasa amonis, a mitzri, an Egyptian convert married a female Ammonite convert. My pagum ika. Then it's not that you're saying, oh, it's Egyptian because there it's most disqualified." The female Ammonite convert is permitted. The Torah says, Lo yavo amoni b'kal Hashem. The male Ammonite may not marry in, but the females may. Amoni v'lo amonis. My pagam ika, amoni v'lo amonis. Ella, what is the case? Ba'amoni shenasa mitzris. An Ammonite convert, now Ammonite converts are never allowed to marry into the Jewish community, who marries a female Egyptian convert. So you say that he is disqualified forever. V'izachar havi hai.
Midian is the same as Ammon.
No. Midian, you're allowed to marry their converts. V'izachar havi hai. And if this child is a male, Shadya Abasre Didei, we say he's an Ammoni, and he's always prohibited. V'imnekeva havai, and if she's a female, Shadya Abasra Dida. We would say that she is considered second generation Egyptian. Because if we would say she is Ammoni, she'd be permitted. But whenever there is a marriage between the two and they've converted, we follow the greatest disqualification. Then we had rule number three in the Mishnah. Kol Shein La'al of Kiddushin. Any case where there's no marriage between the two, but there could have been marriage to somebody else, the child is a mamzer. Minani mili, how do we know this very famous rule that we've had throughout Seder Nashim? That when there is a prohibition of kares, there's no kiddushin between the two. Tam Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Chiya bar Abba said name Rabbi Yochanan, Uma tu bam yishum, Rabbi Anai, some say the name Rabbi Anai. Some say it was, and Rav Acha, the son of Rava, said that it wasn't from Rabbi Yanai, it's from Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Amar Krav, the Pasuk says, he'll divorce his wife, she'll leave his home, she'll go, and she'll be married to somebody else. She can get married to others. Lola Krovin, but she still can't get married to his relatives because there's no Tfisas Kiddushin. Maskifla Rebaba. Why is that such a great drasha? Veima, why can't you read the pasuk lacher? She should marry somebody else. V'lo leben, she can't marry his son. But maybe other relatives she could. So the Gemara says, no, you can't say it's only excluding the son. Then about the son, it says explicitly, lo yikach ish es eshes aviv. A man cannot have kiddushin. He can't have marriage with a woman who had once been married to his father. So acher lamali, why does it have to say she has to go marry other people? Shmamin alachem v'lekrovim, means she has to marry others, not relatives. Veima, maybe idi v'idi leben. Both psukim are saying that a woman who is married to a father can't then marry the son of her husband. Halachatchila, one is to say lachatchila, there shouldn't be a marriage, and habadi evad, the other is to say that even if it was attempted, it didn't work. So the Gemara says that lachatchila, a son shouldn't marry a woman who is married to his father. Meachos isha nafka, that we could already learn from the rule of marrying a sister of a wife. Ma'achos isha bekares, just like one is the living with sister of wife is already a prohibition of kares, and the Torah says v'isha lachosa lo tikach, which means lo tekadesh, you can't do a, you're not supposed to do a kedushin. Chayve misus bezdin lo kol shekin, so certainly chayve misus bezdin, you shouldn't do a kedushin. Therefore, it must be saying more that the kedushin doesn't even take effect. V'eman, why don't we say idi v'idi ba'achos isha? Both psukim are talking about the sister of wife. Ha lechatchila, one is saying lechatchila, you shouldn't do it. Ha b'di'eved, one is saying b'di'eved, it wouldn't work if you tried to marry the sister of your wife. Eina chanami, that's right, that is in fact how to take those two psukim. And ashkecha and achos isha shara rayas minalam. Okay, so now you have a source that with the sister of wife, there's no kiddushin. How do you know with other arayos there's no kiddushin? So yalfinun me'achos isha. We just learn it from achos isha. We say like this. Me'achos isha miuchedes. What's unique about the sister of wife? She erva. It's an erva. And it's an erva v'chayavan alzdona karis. On purpose, you'd get karis. Al shagagas, if you did it, you'd get it, you have to bring a chatas. And therefore, lo tafsi b'kiddushin. So af kol she erva v'chayavan alzdona karis. Al shagagas chatas. Lotavsi ba kiddushin. So we derive from her to say that any case where there is an erva and there's a there are punishments of kares or a karban chatas if done b'shogeg, there is no kiddushin. Thank you.